Ko moia wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. New te tai tokerau MP Maria Meno Kapakingi says social media was key to Te Pāti Māori's six-seat haul. Special votes have brought the Te Aupōuri Chief Executive and Manureo Marae's Tash Kemp to Parliament, joining fellow newbies Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark and Tākuta Ferris, and co-leaders Debbie Ngārua Packer and Rāwiri Waititi. She says the party set out to reach rangatahi voters.
Well, they use social media. They don't use other tools as much as social media. So use those tools. And just be your Māori self. Show up, front up, kōrero, answer the questions. You know, be honest, be up front, and show whānau that they can have confidence in you.
Ms Kapakingi says the team will now regroup and prepare themselves for life in Parliament. Also, a Māori political scientist expects National Party leader is looking for the path of least resistance in putting together a coalition government with ACT and New Zealand First. Talks have started in earnest now the final shape of the parliament is known. And Lara Greaves from Victoria University of Wellington, Te Herenga Waka, says they'll look for policy overlaps and preferred portfolios.
You want to make something work. You basically want to have some kind of compromise, something in between, rather than have to go back to the electorate, or in the case of someone like Peters, try to switch to the left, or in the case of Luxon, try to bring Te Pāti Māori or the Greens over. I think the path of least resistance is the three of them getting together and figuring something out for the future government, really.
Dr. Lara Greaves. Lastly, a project to save thousands of hours of amateur Māori sound and video recordings is being hailed as a major success. Ngā Taonga Sound and Vision Chief Executive Paul Meredith says over the past 2 years, the Rokiroki Tia project has saved some amazing material that might have been lost forever. The archive is also encouraging people to access the material, as it did with a tape of a Kaumātua speaking from 1969.
Someone phoned up the son who said, "Oh, look, your father's been a recording." So he came down and listened to it. And we saw the smiles on his face. We saw the tears, you know. So it's definitely, you know, a lot of times when we share a lot of his tongue, and it's why we do what we do.
Rokiroki Tia involved sending kits out to iwi and communities, allowing kaimahi to digitise old audio cassettes and videotapes, with the originals returned to the iwi or whānau. And that's your Wātea English News.